Marianne Phillips has made it her personal mission to support wounded soldiers and their families. American soldiers wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan are usually sent to the U.S. Army's Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany. There, they receive immediate care before being sent to a medical facility in the United States. They also receive a visit from Marianne Phillips. For the past 6 years, she's made the four-hour drive from her home in Munich to Landstuhl several times a month, spending 4 or 5 days each time, delivering gifts, sitting by the soldiers' bedsides, and connecting them with their families back home.
There are families who feel like it's just nice for them to have contact with someone outside of the military community, outside of the medical people, that can be kind of a stand-in mom for them. And just go and visit their guy and say hi and, you know, just give some feedback back to the mom about, you know, how he seemed to be in good spirits and stuff like that.
Phillips, who has lived in Germany since 1989, is a soldier's angel. When she first joined the military support organization in 2004, she adopted soldiers, sending them letters and packages each month to make sure they knew someone was thinking of them.
That's probably the biggest program at Soldier's Angels in terms of numbers. Soldiers and Marines and airmen submit themselves into our database for adoption so they can get some extra mail and support when they're deployed. And then there are people that sign up to be angels and make a commitment to send a letter a week and a little care package once a month.
But her visits to Landstuhl are a more frequent and personal commitment, and they're appreciated by both soldiers and their families.
I can think of one soldier who was badly injured, not conscious while he was here in Germany. And when he got hurt, his mom back in the States contacted us. So I checked on him. And it meant a lot to his mom for me to go visit him in the intensive care unit, to call her from his room. Because it's very, very hard. She couldn't hear his voice. So I would just sit in the room and call her and say, okay, I'm going to sit down here and I'm holding his hand right now while I'm talking to you. And I'd put the phone to his ear so she could say goodnight to him. And it just made her feel a little bit closer to him for those couple of days while he was here.
Since Phillips started her hospital visits, 15 other Soldier's Angels have joined her program. Unlike military doctors and chaplains, she explains, the role of the angels is not to update families about the medical conditions of their loved ones, but rather to provide personal support.
A very dear friend of mine who's a Gold Star father, his son's unit deployed again a couple of years later, and one of their soldiers was very seriously injured, and he asked me to contact that soldier's wife. And I'm not sure what I talked about with his wife on the phone for those many hours, but we spent hours where I just sat in his room with him and just talk to her.
The time Phillips spends at the bedside of wounded or dying soldiers, she says, has taught her a lot about life, courage, and compassion.
It's given me a lot of perspective on, you know, my own problems and what's important in life. Another thing I've learned is the bond between these guys and their group, you know, the guys that they're fighting with. The first thing that any guy wants to know about if he regains consciousness here in Germany is about the other guys. He never says, you know, what happened to me or, oh my God, my legs are gone. It is absolutely incredible that time after time, the first thing they ask about is their friends.
Marianne Phillips was honored by the White House with the 2010 Presidential Citizens Medal for putting her patriotism into action, spending countless hours caring for wounded soldiers and their families. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.